His trick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. As Robin Hood Radio first reported on Saturday, the search for the man suspected to be in the water at Great Falls was suspended for a second day yesterday. Bridget Ruthman reports in this morning's Republican American, firefighters trained in tactical rope rescue and divers assisted by state police were called to Great Falls on Saturday after a man who was reportedly seen going into the water above the dam never resurfaced. The 38-year-old was reported missing at 2:45 by bystanders. Divers from Goshen and the state police, a regional rope response team, and rescue boats from Cornwall and Salisbury and the environmental police from the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection were summoned. The search was called off on Saturday and resumed on Sunday morning. State police divers are in control of the scene. The male, said to be familiar with the area and from the area, was reported to have been last seen wearing jeans, work boots, and no shirt. He was believed to have gone to the water from a boat. No missing person report has been identified. State police called off their search by mid-afternoon yesterday. They're expected to resume again today. Kent will observe Memorial Day with its traditional parade on May 31st, and this one will be special as it's the final one for longtime parade marshal Andy Osif. Osif, who served in the Air Force, has been a longtime member of the American Legion Hall Jennings, post number 153 in Kent. In March, he put out a call for fellow post members to step up and lead the 75-year-old organization, or it would have to close. And Brent Callistrom responded, agreeing to serve both as commander and adjunct. Osif said Sunday that he needed to pass the torch to someone else. "I'm over 80, and I just can't do it anymore," he said. Many of the post members are elderly. Sharon officials have mulled changes to the road crew's four-day work week. First Selectman Brent Colley and the town crew foreman will decide what hours the town crews will be working this summer after working a four-day work week for the past several years. During this past week's Board of Selectmen meeting, Colley brought up the issue of summer hours, for which the past 3 or 4 years have had the crew working a 40-hour, 10-hour day with Fridays off. The administrative assistant Tina Pitcher reminded the board that the four-day work week is part of the union contract, which is coming up for approval in June, and that document states the schedule is set pending approval of First Selectmen and road crew foreman. Colley said he'd be in favor of some sort of hybrid arrangement that would call for a five-day work week, with exceptions made when longer days are needed for special projects. COVID-19 single-dose vaccinations will be available at Amenia Town Hall today from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. COVID-19 single-dose vaccines are available at the Amenia Town Hall and the gymnasium. Enter on the side by the building. Dutchess County Government is organizing this community pop-up event. Walk-ins will be seen from 10 until noon today. New Vance Health is offering help for persistent COVID-19 symptoms. Help has arrived for people in the Hudson Valley and Western Connecticut who had COVID-19 and continue to have symptoms months later. Those with lasting symptoms and health complications can be eligible for New Vance Health's COVID recovery program. It provides a thorough assessment of ongoing virus complications, offering symptom management and use of collaborative coordinated approaches to diagnose and treat patients. The program is for adult patients who continue to struggle with one or more of the after effects after their initial COVID-19 diagnosis. The official name of these long-haul symptoms is post-acute release of SARS-CoV-2 infection, or PASC. Cough, chest and joint pain, difficulty in breathing or feeling short of breath, fever and headache are the most common symptoms. Other complaints are memory problems, loss of taste or smell, rash, hair loss, and diarrhea. More serious emerging complications include injury to lungs, brain, heart, vascular system, and kidneys. The first appointment is via telemedicine, where the person's condition, symptoms, and medical history, risk factors, and previous tests and treatments are reviewed by a physician. The doctor then makes recommendations for symptom management and or provides referrals for additional diagnostic testing and specialty care. For more information about New Vance Health's recovery program for COVID, on the web, go.nuvancehealth.org/COVID recovery program. To request an appointment, 203-852-2222. Salisbury Bank has announced its 2021 annual Time to Share scholarship program. Multiple scholarships will be awarded for up to $1,500 to assist eligible students in seeking a college degree in a variety of programs. You must be a resident of Litchfield County, Dutchess County, Orange County, or Ulster County, New York, or Berkshire County, Massachusetts, and you must be currently enrolled in a public high school, vocational, technical, or private school, be a homeschool student affiliated with the school, or be a a graduate or GED recipient entering your first year of college. They must receive complete applications and transcripts by 5 p.m. Monday, May 31st. For more information, contact Megan at 860-453-3555 or email msnow@salisburybank.com. The Hope for Heroes Foundation has gained attention in Hillsdale for a sign that was put up on their property on Route 71, just off Route 22. The wooden sign says, Future Home of Hope for Heroes, with the organization's website and logo. The Dutchess County-based nonprofit organization was founded by Executive Director Mitch Sherlin, a retired Westchester County K-9 police officer and U.S. Army 101 1st Airborne Scout Sniper. In 2010, he has struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder and formed Hope for Heroes to provide experiences that are physically and emotionally feasible for veterans and emergency responders with disabilities. The group has a three-bedroom getaway on 1,500 acres in Kentucky, where members can hunt, fish, and plans to build a six-bedroom house in Hillsdale. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors unanimously has passed a resolution opposing the proposed Shepherd's Run solar project in Copec. That resolution states Columbia County is opposed to the construction of the proposed 360-acre, 60-megawatt solar project. Shepherd's Run has become a highly debated topic over the past year, largely because of its size and the potential impact on the area. Some meetings coming up this week. Today in Kent, Transfer Station attended hiring subcommittee at 3 p.m., Park and Recreation regular meeting at 7 p.m. Village of Millerton Village Board meeting is today at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live. Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission meeting tonight from 6:30. Also coming up, Falls Village special meeting of the Board of Education at 7 p.m. tonight. Town of Sheffield Select Board, their meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock, a virtual meeting. Town of Dover Planning Board regular meeting is being held at the East Duncan Hill Road in Dover Plains, Town of Dover. It is available on YouTube and also Zoom. The Weebatuck School District in-person budget vote and Board of Education election is being held tomorrow at the Weebatuck High School gym. Polls open from noon till 9 p.m. Taconic Hill Central School District budget vote is tomorrow, noon till 9 p.m. in the Veterans Community Room. Now, coming up on the 19th, the Taconic Hill Central School District Board of Education has their meeting starting at 6:30. Meanwhile, the Board of Finance in Kent will be meeting on the 19th at 6 o'clock. The Conservation Commission has their regular meeting on the 19th at 7 p.m. The Northeast Millerton Library will be hosting several community conversations in the coming weeks to hear what local residents are concerned about for the future. Rather than focus on the library, the town of Northeast, and village of Millerton, business or politics, the conversations will be about the communities. The Zoom meetings will be held coming up tomorrow from 10 to 11:30, Thursday, June 3rd from 7 to 8:30, and Monday, June 14th from 11 till 12:30. The schedule of outdoor in-person meetings will be Tuesday, May 18th from 6 to 7:30, on Saturday, May 22nd from 1 to 2:30, and Friday, June 11th from 3:30 till 5. For more information on the community conversations, you can go to the library's website at nemillertonlibrary.org. Cornwall Board of Selectmen have a meeting coming up tomorrow at 7:30. In Sharon, the Conservation Commission meets on the 19th at 6:30. Town of Ankrum has launched their Solarize Ankrum project. The webinar is scheduled for 7 p.m. on Wednesday, the 19th. They partner with Solstice Community Solar to bring affordable, clean energy to Ankrum residents, town buildings, and businesses. It'll be hosting a webinar at 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 19th. North Canaan has a meeting on 19th, a budget workshop at 7:30. The Region 1 Board of Education Policy Subcommittee meeting is on May 20th at 10 a.m. via Zoom. Pine Plains Town Board meeting on May 20th at the Town Hall. Seating is limited. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 19 North Maple Avenue in Millerton. 7:30, a public hearing on Thursday, the 20th, on the application of Douglas Larson representing Joseph Friedel and Victoria Charles. At 8 o'clock, a public hearing will be held on the application of Todd and Mary Clinton. The Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day will be coming up on Saturday, May 22nd at the Falls Village Highway Garage on Railroad Street at 9 a.m. to noon. All participants must obtain a ticket from their town hall to participate. Participating towns include Canaan Falls Village, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon. Participants should be ready to show your ticket upon entry from a closed driver's side window. Stay in the vehicle at all times and keep your windows rolled up. Wear a face mask at all times and place all waste material to be removed in the rear compartment of your vehicle, not in passenger areas. There's no charge to participate. The event is being sponsored by the Recycling Advisory Committee of Northwest Hills Council of Governments and the participating towns. More details on the collection day can be obtained in a brochure available at town halls. COVID-19 vaccinations are coming up in North Canaan at 100 P Street on May 22nd from 10 till 4. Northwest Corner residents only, no ID or insurance required. Walk-in, no appointments are needed. Pfizer first dose and J&J vaccines. The second shot will be scheduled for June 19th, 2021. For more information, call 211 or visit ct.gov/COVID-vaccine. For guests who are deaf or hard of hearing, call 711. Roast beef dinner in South Armenia on Saturday the 22nd, the South Armenia Church, continuing the popular annual spring event this year, providing takeout from 4 through 6 p.m. at the Parish Hall on South Armenia Road. In addition to the charcoal roasted beef, the menu includes mixed green salad, rolls, baked potatoes, gravy, green beans, and homemade desserts. $15 for the full takeout meals. Reservations are requested. Please call 845-789-1206 or 845-877-3939. St. John's Lutheran Church, County Route 7 in Ankrum, has their annual roast beef dinner on Saturday. All takeouts, $15. Roast beef, gravy, green beans, baked potato, coleslaw, roll, and dessert. Takeout 4:30 till 6. To reserve tickets, 518-329-0038, 518-329-7594, 518-789-4769, or 518-398-5200. Please make your reservation early so you'll be guaranteed a ticket. The SOS breakfast is back. Scrambled eggs, sausage, toast, coffee, tea, juice, home fries, and SOS, Sunday, May 23rd, 7 to 11 at the Canaan VFW Couch Piper Post on Canaan Road in Canaan, Connecticut. It benefits the NWMCL Academic Awards. $10 for adults, $8 for kids 12 and under. It's put on by the Northwest Marine Corps League Detachment. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com, and by Fayali Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, fayaliinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 34,382.13, the NASDAQ at 13,429.98, and the S&P 500 at 4,173.85. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.